Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Shannon, come here. Shannon, come here for a minute.
Oh, someone's got the birthday boobs out. Hey, oh
God. Shannon. Let me see those titties.
Shannon's looking fine.
Shannon's like a fucking toy today, boys.
I think she took your proposition seriously.
Shannon knows what's up.
I think this is her audition.
She's going to dinner afterwards.
Oh, who are you going to dinner with, you little slut?
Just the girls.
Just the girls, your tits?
Yeah, just the three of us.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Sorry. We're starting the show. Here's the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. We're back together, boys. Woo! Got a great show planned today. It is Shannon's birthday. Shannon, 48 years old today.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that's true.
Looking like a snack.
Not a day over 46.
Like an expired snack.
Like a fine wine.
Incredible show planned today. You know that voice from the Buff Boys podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Gorman back on the motherfucking show.
What's up, motherfucker? You're looking great, Lewis.
Think I'm looking good?
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
I'm back on the diet, back in the gym. I'm fucking feeling good.
I can tell, dude. You have a glow.
I'm glowing, right, doggy?
Glow, dude.
Damn. You hear that, bitches? I'm glowing.
Yeah. Not just the bucket hat.
Well, it is the bucket hat summer. We all know that. It helps. First time making her debut.
Hello.
Very funny comedian. Where the fuck are you from?
I'm originally Baltimore, but I live in Philly now.
You live in Philly now.
I also can't hear myself even a little bit.
You can't hear yourself. Turn it up.
There we go.
There we go. Josie Marcellino.
Hello.
Making her real ass debut. Why is the soundboard so low today? Let's see. All right. Why is my email open too? Well, you guys can just go into my email at any time and see the fucking crazy shit I have. I need to sign the fuck out.
Is it all just Google reviews that you've submitted, like complaining about places?
I don't know, man. I just, who knows what's in there? Who knows who can ruin my life based off what's in my email? Could they ruin my life? What's in our email?
No, it's what's in your email.
What's in my email?
You could like reset your passwords and shit.
I do that all the time. Yeah. But no, my email's open, I guess, is at all times.
LewisHaha@yahoo.com.
Yes. Look, we have a great show planned today. We have a lot to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the way right away, and let's get into it. Josie, what are you plugging?
This is live, yeah. I'm at Helium Comedy Club in Philly tomorrow, and then I will be just kind of all around New York trying my hardest for the next month. So come and find me.
Josie's the shit. Josie, very cool. Going to be at Skankfest this year as well, right?
I was told I'm not allowed to confirm or deny that at this point, but...
I'm the guy.
Whoever
told you that is below me in the fucking rung of Skankfest shit. All right. So whatever they said, don't worry.
Ride.
Thank you. Ride or die. Override or die. Joe Gorman's also here. Joe, what are you plugging on?
Oh my God. Well, I got my incredible podcast, The Buff Boys, that I do with Matt Maron. I also have a new podcast with the comedian Alex Tomaselli. It's called Super Selly Joe's. It's available on YouTube. And just follow me on Instagram and Twitter @JoeWGorman. And I'll also be at Skankfest because Lewis touched my micro penis and made my dreams come true, baby.
Hell yeah. Joe Gorman at Skankfest this year. Joe's a fucking king. Zach Amico.
I got a bunch of dates coming up in West Virginia. I got Dallas coming up. I'll be on my Instagram at Zach is not funny. I should have live links up by this Wednesday.
Live dates, June 21st, 22nd, Uncle Vinny's, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. This is going to be a really fun show. It's me and Zach Amico. I think we're going to probably get another couple of local guys. So let's make it a party, dude.
Yeah.
It's a fucking some Jersey shows. It's one show per night. It's going to be a blast. Come out and party with us. I'm really excited.
Airbnb beach house?
Yeah, let's do an Airbnb beach house. That's a lot to say. Let's get it going. Maybe we'll invite some lucky fans to the Airbnb beach house. God. Right? Who
maybe
knows?
Some beautiful women might have
maybe
to stop
some
by.
Babes.
Yeah, the beautiful women that come to Uncle Vinny's and Point Pleasant. It's a fucking 80-year-old alcoholic woman.
Ontario Improv, July 3rd. Then July 5th, I will be at the Comedy Store. Two shows in the Belly Room. It's not up on my website, but I think it's on their website right now. July 7th, Oxnard, California. Oxnard Levity Live. Then we have a live Regs recording. We're taping the podcast live at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on July 10th. Fort Worth, Texas. Dallas, Texas coming up. I'll be back in Austin for a couple days as well. Pittsburgh, Hilarities. I'm going to be in Cleveland, New Orleans, Lafayette, San Jose. We're doing the Regs at the Cape Cod Melody Tent, just a live stand-up show featuring all of the Regs, which is going to be a blast this summer. That's August 15th. Lots of other stuff. If you guys don't have Skankfest tickets, grab those single-day passes. Single-day passes for Friday and Sunday available. Just a handful left for Saturday. So get those passes. It's going to be a blast. Rumor has it. Let me not.
Oh.
Let me not.
Touch on it.
Do it.
Saying there's a couple guys that you're gonna want to see that are only performing Friday specifically. Ooh. So I don't want to say it yet because I don't know if that's official.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget's coming back from the dead.
He's back, baby. We got a Ouija board.
We're gonna weekend at Bernie's his body. We're gonna have him just on
weekend
like,
at Bob's.
Weekend at Bob's. let's see. Anything else? Yeah, subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital. Thank you guys for subscribing. You should know, if you guys want to get a 14-day free trial, use the promo code RAP14. As of next week, the free trial is going away. No free trials.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're going to do the free trials a couple times a year.
Nice.
You're still getting a discount with the code, but if you guys want to get a free trial, now's the time, because literally as of Monday, there's not going to be a free trial with the promo code. You have to you get a discount and you pay. So yeah, subscribe now. Check out the new platform. We're adding a bunch of features to the app right now. So hopefully any day now we can announce a few more things. But yeah, it's going to be a great time. They're posting lots of pictures of Josie in bikinis.
Oh my goodness.
They're saying they're deep faking your body. I don't know if that makes you uncomfortable, but they are turning you into a nude. Would you like to see it?
Yeah. Does it look better than the actual one?
I've never seen you naked, but it looks pretty fucking toy.
Wow, that's what a beautiful lady.
Is that what it's like? Look, but can I tell you what's cool? Look, right there. This is it. Look at that little thigh gap right below her pussy, right between her thighs. You can just you can flick a cigarette in between there. It's beautiful.
It doesn't exist. That's so thank you to the artist.
That's delightful.
Fantastic proportions.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
People are saying you're toy, hot, toy. This is Lewis's new girlfriend. This is future baby James. Don't go to Jamaica. It's all happening in the chat right now.
Nice. No, but I've given you vacation advice on where to take your ladies.
She has. Yeah. Josie's a world traveler, and she's actually given me a bunch of great advice, specifically on was it Costa Rica?
I gave you Costa Rica, Belize, and I think
Italy. Yeah.
What's the number one destination a man should take his woman to?
What's he trying to do to the woman?
Just anal. Maybe propose.
Propose
is different than just taking a bitch on a vacation.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, really?
Like, yeah. What if it's this first trip together? You barely know the girl. You're just getting to know each other. You want to get to know each other, but you want to do some fun things and have it distracted. Where do you take this girl?
You should. Belize is not a bad option.
Belize is a great option.
Panama's a good option.
I can never bring another girl to Belize, though. That was mine and my ex-girl's place. Belize is ruined for me now.
Panama's good because it's still foreign, but it's kind of like Miami, and there's like excursions and stuff you can do, but everybody speaks English. If it's a first time you're traveling, make it easy. Unless you're trying to test the relationship, because if it's difficult, then
what if
you'll ruin it.
What if you're trying to prove you're not cheating, but she doesn't believe you?
Medellin, Colombia.
Right. If you're dating a felon and they can't leave the country, where should we go in America?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah. I mean, I'd still say if they're a felon and they can't leave the country, you can still get to Medellin, Colombia, and you should. But
you should leave.
Yeah, Vegas. Skankfest. That's a great
there
place
you go. There she goes.
The felons,
nice,
yes.
Dude.
Yeah, Panama, maybe it is. Is Panama where it's at? Shannon, look up flights to Panama. Is it cheap?
It's very cheap, and it's like only a couple hours. You can get there from Miami pretty easy. Yeah.
You can see the canal.
You can see the canal.
A man, a plan, a canal.
Nice, dude.
Let's go. All right. So, yeah. Fuck yeah. Very cool. What is this story about a python? Didn't this story happen a while ago in like the Congo or something?
This is another one.
They swallowed some old lady. Are pythons regularly swallowing humans?
All the time.
That's crazy.
Why not?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that often.
It happens more often than you think.
I feel like in order for a python to get, I'd have to be genuinely asleep. Yeah. Like, it's not going to swallow me. That's crazy.
No, it's like that, you saw that movie Striptease where the woman came out with like a python on her back and like it was dancing, but like it wraps around without you even knowing about
it. So I'm being sexy with it, and I'm like, okay, python, kick that, calm down a little
bit. Britney Spears at the VMAs almost got killed by a python.
I will
on
say
live TV.
That was probably at the time, in the moment where Britney Spears came out with that python. Shannon, you can pull that up. It was maybe the hottest body I had ever seen on any woman in the world.
Incredible
at that
body.
Better than Salma Hayek when she did the.
You know what? You're right.
On with the snake.
That comes up a lot.
We should put both of them on the screen and let the
jerk off.
Yeah,
masturbate together.
Whichever
right
one comes first.
Dude, let's
the
fucking go. Let's circle jerk.
Oh, hell yeah! 11-year-old sleepover time.
Oh hell yeah!
Everybody get a pillow.
Oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I get the jerk closet first. I played Ookie Cookie with my friends. Jimmy Bitch, John Heckey, shout out boys. You guys remember that Ookie Cookie game?
Hell yeah.
And I lost.
You had to eat the Ookie Cookie?
Well, it was Ookie on a piece of chocolate. We have like Valentine's Day chocolates.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and I Ookied on the chocolate. And no, they did first. My buddy John just fucking shot a huge load like in a second. I was like, you homo.
Nice.
You love watching other dudes jerk off. And then the other kid, Jimmy, shot one onto it. And then I was like, and then I just kept on trying for a while. I was like, well, if I'm going to have to eat this cookie, I'm going to come on it first.
Of course.
And then I couldn't come. And then eventually I was like, guys, I'm not eating this cookie. You're going to have to fight me to eat this cookie.
Did they?
Guys, I ate the cookie. No. I loved it. No, I wouldn't eat it. They wouldn't fight
in
me.
In Britain, it's called soggy biscuit.
Soggy biscuit.
Nice.
Yeah. A little soggy biscuit. Or a little scoggy. Yeah, her body was so fucking tight.
Look at that.
No, you know what? It wasn't this. It was actually the video. No, forget this. Forget the VMA performance. It was the video for this song. She was wearing like a green.
The Slave for You video.
The Slave for You music.
Oh yeah, they're
video.
Like all hot. Yeah. Like everybody's in a room
She's
with
all
no AC.
Sweating.
Yeah.
This bitch, her body was so fucking toit in this movie or this video or yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, my mind was blown as a kid.
More of Christina Aguilera in the Dirty video.
Oh, that was a good one. Damn, how can you like look at these incredible bodies and think like, oh, they need to be emancipated, they need to be freed. Like, come on. And now you see her and she looks like garbage, like waving a fucking knife around, dude. We need to re-enslave Britney. Get her fucking hot again, dude.
She was waving the knife around when she was enslaved, and that's fun too.
Well,
that's
it was a little different when she was in, because there was that thing where, like, oh, she's trying to rebel.
But there isn't a python in this video, right?
Oh, there's a python, all right. How old is she?
Yeah, like, you turn the music down so we don't get fucking demonetized.
I think she's like freshly 18 in this video.
Perfect.
No, she's older than that.
This was her, like, I'm no longer a girl.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, freshly 18. I mean, stop making it hotter somehow.
Right.
She was barely legal.
I'm feeling like Jerry Seinfeld over here.
Yeah, she was pretty fucking hot in this video. It was great.
So was that backup dancer. My God, you see his abs?
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ.
The thong over the jeans is interesting.
The panties outside of the jeans. It's a weird look. It's a little bit of a weird look.
The whale tail?
Yeah.
No, it's not like sticking out. It's like over.
Oh, yeah.
Josie, you do like fucking
cosplay.
Yes, I was gonna say. I was a stupid girl. What do they call it?
Yeah, stupid girl bullshit.
Dressing up like horseshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! Are you going to Comic-Con?
So I haven't been to like any conventions since COVID. Mm. So that was like I do one costume a day for all of October. And that's
that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
it's dope. Insane. It's way too expensive, and there's no reason to do it. I raise some money for like charity with it.
Really?
But it's so expensive and so time consuming. But
it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's great because you do a good job. I see it
Thank you. Very often.
Sometimes you see girls will do cosplay, and it's like here's the piece of advice that I give to every girl doing cosplay. And you might have done this, but I'm not going to hate because you're obviously a cute chick. I'm not hating.
Thank you.
But.
Got a free subway ride today.
Girls try to do, what's the Joker's girlfriend?
Harley Quinn.
They do Harley Quinn, and nobody is as hot as Harley Quinn was, the new Harley Quinn. Mm-hmm. And they try to do that version of her, and every time, I'm like, my mind goes, what are you trying to do? You're not as hot as her. It's not hot to be a less hot version of the thing that you're dressing up as. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
Yeah, so be a hot, be like a hot Kathy Bates in Misery.
Yes, yes. Be like a hot Marge Simpson.
Yeah,
that fucking works.
I've literally
works.
Done that.
Have you like, done hot Marge
yeah,
Simpson?
Yeah, I've done hot Marge Simpson.
That 100% works.
I like Linda to Belcher. Do things that are like objectively not hot and
make
not
them
sexy
hot.
And make them, but
that
put, like,
is
a funny.
That's
sexy
why you're
thing
good. But don't be like, hey, I'm fucking. I'm Harley Quinn. If Harley Quinn was less hot, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a
no.
crazy way to be.
What if Harley Quinn loved carbs?
Harley yeah. Quinn is hilarious.
Yeah, there's me.
Perfect. This is literally perfect. By the way, I improv that. Great minds think alike.
Hey.
That's a great Marge, by the way.
Sup, Marge.
That's a great Marge.
Thank you.
How'd you do the hair?
I have a friend who does some of the specialty wigs. Wow. So like if I need some, it's my hairdresser. She found out just incidentally that I do that. And she's like, I've always wanted to try. So yes, shout out Jess. She's
shout
awesome.
Out to fucking Jess. Jess, you're the shit. All right, let's see. What is up with this python? Shannon, sorry, we got a little distracted there.
Okay, so there was a woman in Indonesia that went missing.
Somebody in the racist live chat.
Python, sign me up.
Somebody in the racist live chat called you Large Marge, which is pretty fucking hilarious.
That rules. That fucking rules.
Oh, you can be sexy Large Marge.
I give my channel snake. Where's it at?
Channel snake.
Marjorie Simpson.
Gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix for supporting today's show. We love Zippix. Zippix makes quitting smoking or cutting down on smoking that much easier with their nicotine-infused toothpicks that you can literally take anywhere. You're on a flight, you're at work, you're at school, wherever you got to go, and you got to get your nicotine fix, Zippix has you covered.
Yep, Zippix has supported thousands of people trying to kick that smoking and vaping habit with their sublingual absorption that gets you the nicotine buzz even quicker. It comes in six awesome flavors, and like Lewis said, you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke, because there's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and they cost a ton less than cigs.
Yeah, six awesome flavors, they got you covered, and they also have B12 infused, and they also have energy infused toothpicks as well, so they got you covered even if you don't smoke. Just go to ZippixToothpicks.com. Once again, that's Zippix, Z-I-P-P-I-X, Toothpicks.com, and use the promo code ASS10, A-S-S-10, for 10% off your order today. Once again, that is ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code ASS10 for 10% off. All right, where were we?
That fucking was awesome.
What's up with this story?
Okay, so the woman went missing. She is a mom of four. She's 50 years old. And after she went missing, the husband like started a search party to go find her. And they found this...
If my fucking wife went missing... I mean, that's it. Freedom.
But she left you with four kids.
That's okay.
You can feed them to a python,
yeah, exactly.
Too.
We'll see if they survive.
Damn, dude.
So they found this, like, fat python in the forest. This is what it looked like. And they're like, we should probably cut it open and see what's inside.
Oh, no.
And I was able to find the picture.
You found the picture of them cutting it open?
Oh, wow. Sick, dude. Hell yeah.
Oh, dude.
Sorry, bitch.
Wow,
is she
dude.
Okay?
Yeah, get well soon.
And then I did look it up, and it said that there's only three documented cases of pythons eating adult human beings.
And that's the one that happened a couple months ago.
Yeah, that old lady, yeah.
That old lady got eaten just a couple months ago. That's crazy.
The fucked up one is the kid's birthday party one. I've told that on here before.
No, what happened? I don't remember.
Shannon, you can fact check me on this, but it was kids lived, I think, in an apartment above a pet store.
Yeah.
And they had a birthday party, and a snake got through, like, out of its container, went through the ceiling and ate one of the kids in front of its brother.
That's pretty cool.
And it's because they went to a petting zoo that day.
Oh, they came back smelling.
And they came back smelling like sheep and shit, and it set off the snake, and it ate one of them.
Sick.
That's crazy to me, because, like, have you ever seen a snake eat? Like, it's not quick.
Well, yeah. I think it, like, strangled them first.
Oh, okay.
My snake, Terminator. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, his name was Terminator. Mm-hmm. He died because we just left him on top of the fridge, and I think we stopped feeding him. Mm-hmm. It's the most ironic way to die is
on top of a refrigerator.
On top of a refrigerator and starve to death.
What kind of snake was it? Like a cobra?
Just a little garter
hungry
snake.
Oh. Abused?
It was a hippo. No, he was a little gardener snake.
Okay.
And he died eventually. I remember I really cried when Termy died. Yeah. I remember I was like, I called him Termy. And then I got Terminator 2, and he also died. Same way.
Oh, but he was way better.
You should get back into snakes, Lewis.
My second snake, Terminator 2 Judgment Day. It was a little bit of a long name. We called him Termi 2 for short.
You could get some snakes here, like put them in like behind glass or something.
Snakes are pretty fucking metal.
Yeah, and it's the tax write-off if you keep it here at Gas Digital.
Well, Sergio used to come in with the snakes all the time. Whatever happened to Sergio? Where's Sergio's Wild Kingdom? We had a whole bit with him for a while.
Yeah, I've tried to get him to come in. I think he's like focusing a lot on his boxing, and then he also moved out of the city. So, yeah, I'm trying, though.
Oh.
Sounds a lot like he got eaten by a snake.
Yeah, probably got swallowed whole.
Well, you mean boxing, or was he boxing his belongings to move out of the city? Damn. Damn, folks. You know, somebody said garter snake. Yeah, it's not gardener. Fine, you're right. It's a garter.
Shannon, was I right about that story?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a seventh birthday. It was a 100-pound snake, and they visited a farm of a family friend. Yes, it's all correct.
That's pretty cool.
Damn.
And the python was 10 feet long. The other one that ate the woman was 16 feet long.
Nice. I'm surprised that the woman wasn't white. I know you said it was in Indonesia, but like that's white woman shit, like to hold a snake and then get eaten, or a wild animal, like just be playing with it and then eats you.
I saw a video, maybe you find this one, Shannon. There was a dude attacked by a bear, dude, and he describes like what he did. This just happened.
The one that's all where he's all fucked up looking?
Yeah, dude, he fucking like, I guess this is like some shit you gotta know, apparently. He was like, the bear, like, he tells a story. I mean, I'll give a little bit of a brief idea of what it was. But he sees like a cub like 50 yards away, and at that point, like if I saw a bear cub 50 yards away, I'd be like, all right, that's 50 yards. That's far enough. I'm probably okay. But he's like a woodsman dude, so he's like at that point he goes, I know it's too late.
Whoa.
That's great. Like, I would not assume it's too late. At 50, I'm like, I need to get a little closer.
I could get a little closer.
Hey, look, a cute little bear.
What is that?
I'm going to be making content quick.
My phone would be out, dude.
Yeah.
It would be, I mean, you have no idea how I would try to get close to this little fucking bear.
Snapping your fingers to get its attention to look at you.
Dude, I really would. I swear to God. Yeah. I'm just such a fucking moron. I mean, now that I hear this story, I would start freaking out. But you see a bear 50 yards away, what would you do?
Well, I go outside, so I know I'd be like, I'm fucked, I'm done.
It's just over.
Yeah, just, well, and it depends on what color it is. I mean, bears, like, they're all, if it's their baby, they're fucking you up. But, like, if it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down. And if it's white, good night. That's the rules with bears.
I'm not running into a polar bear. That's crazy.
You stand perfectly still.
I'm sorry, I'm on a glacier petting penguins right now. That's not happening. If it's white, it ain't happening. How about that? Nobody's polar running bears into polar bears ever.
Which one of your exes are you quoting?
Fun fact, polar bears and penguins never meet. They're on different parts of the world.
What?
No.
Yeah, polar bears are only the Arctic Circle up north, and penguins are down south.
Josie knows nothing about the wildlife. Thanks for letting me.
What about at like a zoo?
At the zoo, fine.
Yeah,
what about in a Coca-Cola commercial?
True.
You don't know anything.
True.
I do have the pictures of the guy that was attacked, because I saw the story on Nature is Metal.
The story is fucking wild.
Yeah,
dude.
I saw it on Nature is Metal, too.
Nature's Metal follows me.
Dude, I'd fucking just punch a bear in the face, dude.
Dude, that bear would fuck you up.
Not me.
You, dude. Specifically,
no, come on.
You, dude.
Not me.
No, I think
you had bear spray.
You look like a sweet little bear snack.
Yeah, I think the bear would be like, you know what? I'm going to raise this as my own. Yeah. You become a bear cub.
It would be a Mowgli Baloo type situation, dude. I learned the bear necessities. I'm not worried, dude.
Yeah, so no, he had bear spray, right? So do you have him telling the story? We can show him telling the story, Shannon.
Oh, I just have the written story. Hold on, let me try to find it. But I can tell you what happened with the bear spray.
I mean, I know what happened. I know the whole story because I read the whole thing. I thought he was describing it. Maybe I just read it, though.
Yeah.
So he sees the bear cub, so he's like, fuck. So he gets his bear spray out, and he sees this thing fucking charging at him, right? Sprays the bear, doesn't do shit to it. Then all of a sudden, he turns and gives it its back instead of its, like, organs. And then he says he clasps his hands behind his neck like this. And I guess his forearms protected the side of his neck, and his hands protected the back of his neck, because he was like, that's how this bear is going to fucking kill me, is by going to bite my neck. And the bear like starts scratching at his back, and like just like fucking the Revenant, doggy.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
That was an awful scene to watch high, dude.
Yeah, that was crazy. I just watched that literally for the first time, like maybe a year ago. Remember, yeah. I showed up a full hour late for the show because I was watching The Revenant with my girlfriend in
taking
bed.
Taking notes.
Yeah. That's how I eat ass.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Like The Revenant bear. I'm like... But then the bear went to go bite his fucking neck, but he's protecting his vitals, right? And I guess the bear bit the can of, this is what saved his life. It accidentally bit the can of bear mace and it like shot off in his mouth and it fucking ran off.
Nice.
Did I get it all right, Shannon?
Yep, that's about it.
Isn't that
was
crazy?
It a black bear or grizzly?
A grizzly.
Puerto Rican.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a grizzly bear.
And he was able to then call his wife and then she was able to get like the helicopter to go and get him. So he's
damn.
Okay.
That's fucking crazy, dude. That's like one of my biggest fears is being eaten by a bear. Specifically.
A bear. You know, I'm scared of getting like attacked by a lion.
A lion?
Yeah.
You're not going to run into a lion.
We don't know that.
We don't encounter lions. I live in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Shannon, are there grizzly bears in New Jersey?
No, black bears.
Stop acting like you, Josie. Stop acting like you know anything about anything. You don't know shit about nature.
And I know animals.
You know
and
nothing.
That's it.
You don't even think penguins and fucking polar bears.
They don't. Lewis.
They're friends.
They're not friends. polar bears and puffins, they know
puffins?
Each other. Puffins. Puffins are up north. Penguins are down south.
I know what puffins are.
Yeah.
Breakfast cereal.
Strawberry puffins.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are puffins, Shannon?
Elf. In the movie Elf, you see little puffins.
Yeah.
Are these puffins?
Those are puffins,
yeah.
All right.
They look like penguins, but they have a little orange beak.
They're penguins.
They're not penguins.
Don't be a dickhead, Josie. You're being an asshole. That's like saying, like, yeah, all right, fine. There's Dominicans and Puerto Ricans. Fine. But they're penguins.
So yeah, that would be like if Dominicans could fly.
They can fly?
The puffins fly?
Puffins can fly.
See?
Mm. All right. All right, fine. Yeah. 1 point for Josie.
Just saying.
I'd be afraid of having to call my wife with that story.
Yeah.
Because like halfway through me telling her my location, she'd be like, yeah, you want to hear about my fucking day?
Natalie, I texted you to pull something up.
Mm.
Got it. All right. Let's see. Bull, does it live, does it die? Bull hops fence into the crowd at the Oregon Rodeo.
Uh-oh. Fucking Oregon.
It's a big animal show today. Lots of animals on the show today,
when
folks.
Animals attack, my God.
Okay, so I'm just going to, it's pretty self-explanatory, I'm just going to play the video. It's a little long, but wait till the end.
Nice.
Well, are we guessing if it lives or dies?
If there are any deaths in the video.
There
has if there's
to
any
be.
Deaths in the video, let's see.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
Life to
they're still singing
but
along.
Gladly stand. Dude, he's motivated, dude. He's a patriot.
Hell yeah.
And defender.
Oh, that's tight. Oh, that's fucking
America!
Tight.
America!
Yeah, dude.
USA. Dude, that bull fucking was doing rounds, and he was like, dude, this is what it's all about, freedom. And then he jumped over the fence.
The number of people who didn't move out of the way, too.
It does look
oh,
like...
Oh, shit.
Dude,
no
wait.
Way. Oh!
It's
oh.
That lady.
Yes, that's
oh, fucking my
rocks.
God.
Dude, if you...
When, that fucking rocks.
When we go back and watch that again... They're so obviously on their phone and everyone else is running.
No way. Is she on her phone?
Watch.
That's.
Am I going back to the beginning?
No, just go back to the bull.
The cutaway.
Go to the cut.
Oh yeah.
Dude, just the extra security cam, the cut to the security is running through the concessions.
It's the fucking best.
Watch. Everyone else is running. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Jesus. Holy moly.
Yeah, we're out here in Oregon not getting impaled by bears.
Bulls. Yeah.
You know,
I like that it really made it look like they were hyping him up with that, like, proud to be an American.
Yeah,
that was good shit.
He was like, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
And I'll proudly stand up next to you. And that's a great fucking video.
And then it goes into the parking lot, right?
If nobody died, they should use that as, like, a promo for some sort of, like, fucking... Just all
that's
American
Trump 2020. That's the Trump 2024
that is right there. If you're a Trump fan, you're like, that's fucking it right
He's
there.
He's out
that's
of the pen.
I'm gonna say wishful thinking. That woman is better now than she was before that happened.
She's taller.
Yeah.
Fixed my back.
Yeah. She's like, wow, I feel great.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
You saved me a chiropractor.
I say nobody died.
Yeah.
I say a couple injuries. I would have heard that somebody died. And that was very graphic.
Was there anything else after that, or it just runs away?
I'll tell you after.
All right, then I'm going to say something died.
It becomes a cheeseburger. He died.
I don't think that in that video anyone died.
I mean, that woman, if she did not die, She's massively fucked up.
Yeah, she's fucked
like,
up.
She is, yeah.
But you can see her, like, at the very end there. You saw her, like, kind of, like, curl up and start to move.
Well,
so
very
I think
often
she's...
when people die, they don't just, it's not like eyes roll in the back of their head. They're still twitching for a little bit. They die at the hospital, impaled organs, all this other shit. That was the exact moment.
True.
Most car accidents, I'm assuming, there's, like, at least a few minutes of, like, tell my loved ones, I'll miss them. All that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say she's alive.
Email. Yeah. I don't think anyone died.
Please destroy my phone. I don't think anyone died. What do we say, guys?
No one died.
No. No deaths.
Yes.
Zach, you think?
I think somebody died.
Okay. So do you hear me?
Yeah.
I feel like it's low on my headphones. Okay. So no deaths.
Okay. Yes. Thank God.
Three injuries.
Okay.
Not bad.
And I think two people had to go to the hospital, but non-life-threatening injuries. So that woman that got flipped around, she's okay.
Nice.
Wow.
She just landed and raised her arms like a gymnast. Yeah.
No, she's okay.
Yeah.
She's fine. She's now, she's, they're going to use her as something. It's a fucking, a rug or maybe. Her bones are shattered completely.
They'll be fine. Walk it off.
Come on.
No, how badass is that if that's your fucking grandma, though? Yeah. She gets flipped up in the air by a bull, and then she walks off. That's cool as hell.
Where were the rodeo clowns that were supposed to curb this rage in the bull? Where was everyone?
Yeah, what's up with the rodeo clowns?
Where was the security on that?
What a shitty job!
All you had to do is laugh.
Shannon, you think you have a shitty job? Imagine I dress you up as a clown and push you into a fucking bullpen.
No, and I wouldn't want to be mean to the bulls. I would feel bad.
What do you mean to be mean to the bull? Are the clowns mean to the bulls?
No, I think they just distract them.
Yeah, there's no.
They hide in a barrel.
They throw something around their nuts, and they like you know they get them very angry. Yeah, that's why they're like that.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Just fucking rope up my nuts. I was advertised an oral testosterone thing today, and it's because I was talking about testosterone replacement. And the whole advertisement was like, don't inject testosterone. It shrinks your balls. Do the oral one, and it won't shrink your balls. Is there anything true to that, Shannon?
Yeah.
Because that was one of my big concerns. I already don't have large balls. And if to shrink them anymore would be psychotic. Or maybe my balls are already at their shrunken state. Maybe I have so much testosterone that's why my balls are small. Okay, let's take a moment and thank Factor Meals for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. They're America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit that are going to help you fuel up fast this summer. If you guys don't want to cook for yourself, if you don't want to spend tons of money ordering takeout or going out to eat, this is the number one way to get your delicious restaurant-quality meals. Factor Meals has you covered.
Yep, their meals are fresh, never frozen, and all ready in just 2 minutes. You can treat yourself to over 34 weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, or grilled steakhouse filet mignon. They have lunch, they have breakfast, they have snacks. And if you have any dietary restrictions, gluten-free, vegan, low-cal, keto, they have got you covered.
You want to try it out? We're going to give you 50% off. All you got to do is go to factormeals.com/RAP50. And use the promo code RAP50, R-A-P-50, for 50% off today. It's already cheap. It's already affordable. Try it out for a discount. Promo code RAP50 at factormeals.com/RAP50. All right, where were we?
So the two major...
What are small balls a symptom of, Shannon? Actually, one of my balls is normal size. The other ball is smaller. And the doctor said he felt it. He was like, oh, look at this little tiny ball. I was like, why you ever call my ball tiny, you fucking piece of shit? Have some bedside manner, faggot.
Oh yeah, happy Pride Month, everybody.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Shannon, is small balls a sign of anything?
It is not. Testicle size does not generally indicate a cause for concern.
Few.
No, if you have too few, that's a problem. Too few or too many.
The idea is that like if you start injecting yourself with testosterone, your balls are like, well, you don't need us anymore. So
they leave
they
you.
They get smaller.
Yeah.
Really?
You become trans.
I did find it.
Oh, so please.
It says that one side effect of testosterone replacement therapy, but this isn't in general, is testicular atrophy, also referred to as testicular shrinkage. Not all men on TRT experience shrinkage, but for those who do, they can reverse the effects by just stopping it.
You get your balls get bigger again. So I can get all jacked and fucking shredded and have small balls during that time and then fucking...
Uh-huh. Or you can just put your thumb in your mouth and blow.
You know what? Also, I can tell girls, like, hey, my balls are so small because I take testosterone, just so you know, ladies. Do you care about ball size, Josie?
I'm actually sitting over here thinking, like, I don't know what size is average for a ball.
Like a little bit bigger than a grape?
But like grapes, grapes vary in
tiny.
Size.
Grapes are tiny, dude. What do you mean?
How big are balls? How big are your fucking balls, dude? That's like a fucking grape. It's like a grape nut.
This is how we find out.
Like a maybe
Joe
a
has the tiniest balls.
A little sunflower seed, maybe.
Like two raisins.
Yeah,
like two,
perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, two little raisins. Yeah, I mean, I've never had. I did have one girl complain one time. She didn't
complain.
That it
was too big or too small, or that you were
my
uneven.
Balls, no, she tried to grab my balls from behind. I could feel her missing, and I was like, oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
She didn't complain, but I just could feel her disappointment.
She was behind you grabbing you?
No, she grabs from in between her legs. That's the move. You've never done that, Josie?
Josie, reach
in between those legs, grab the balls of the guy that's banging you, and that is should that not be standard for sex?
Mm-hmm.
I know that I look like like a little bit of a whore.
You look like a ball girl.
I'm such an insane prude. It's embarrassing.
Really?
Like, at my big age, it's embarrassing how little sex I've had.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm
So I don't know, but I'm over here and I'm like, I don't know, like, what's the average for balls? I don't think I've ever measured.
Shannon, have you ever done the reach between your legs, grab the guy's balls, and drive him into yourself like a fucking.
Oh, not the driving in, but like
you play with them a little bit. Look at Shannon, turn the sexy music while you're describing this. Just for a second, please, Shannon.
Damn, it's her birthday.
Tell me, Shannon. Happy birthday, Shannon. First of all, happy birthday to us.
Josie's birthday a day before mine.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, Josie.
Yeah.
Look at this. We got fucking hot Gemini queens. Birthdays left and right in here.
Gemini queens who don't have sex. Yeah. Both of us.
You don't have sex either?
I don't.
We are twins.
You guys should fucking make out for your birthday for the boys.
Yeah.
Shannon, I could take you away from all this crazy shit. I promise.
Okay.
It's nice. It's a nice life. Yeah, Shannon, have you ever thought about becoming a lesbian? Why don't we ever talk about that?
I haven't.
Whoa.
Have you hooked up with a girl?
No, I'm just like not attracted
Nothing.
To chicks.
Not even a makeout sesh.
No.
Shannon.
Oh, like, I tap kissed the girl on stage at Skankfest.
Tap kiss. Shannon, if I got you a prostitute, would you let her eat you out?
No. If it makes me uncomfortable, what you just said. It's the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
Shannon, edit yourself out.
Okay,
so
I won't joke hit on you anymore. But okay, I have to ask, and not if it's too personal on your birthday, then tell me to fuck off. Are you not having sex because you don't care for it and you don't like it, or you just do you want to and you like haven't found it?
Let me stop this. We've had this conversation a thousand times, Josie. Don't worry. Yeah. Stop trying to
it's
take over
up.
My show.
She's super hot.
I'm trying to take over
why.
My show, Josie. All right. I understand you're the animal fucking whisperer. Calm down. All right. You can talk to Shannon's pussy after the show.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's see. Disgraced Team USA gymnast Dr. Larry Nassar is paying gangsters with sexual favors for prison protection.
Nice.
Now, we have to say before we go into this that this information came from a trans inmate that knows him from jail. And what she was arrested for was writing a threatening letter to George Bush. So she's probably a crazy person, who gave this information.
I thought he killed himself.
Mm-mm.
George Bush?
No, well,
Larry Nassar.
No, yeah.
No, Nassar didn't kill
himself. Was the gymnastics guy that like got in jail and then immediately killed himself? There was another one. There's so many.
Was there another
one?
Killed himself in jail.
Huh? Was that the Pennsylvania Epstein. Guy, the Penn State guy? Maybe.
I feel there were so many like.
Give me some information on this, Shannon. So what's the deal? I read a little bit about this.
Yeah. So what this inmate is saying is that once he got into jail, that he was scared because, you know, he did stuff to kids. So that he had to pay Mexican gang members in cash and sexual favors to keep him safe. And then according to this other inmate, that he would give blowjobs and then give like hundreds of dollars a week so that he wouldn't get attacked. But he did get attacked.
He did get attacked.
Yeah. And I believe it was in 2020. He was.
Well, that's maybe
stabbed.
What was the catalyst. He was like, I'm not doing that again. I'd rather suck dick. What would you rather? Would you rather suck dick or would you rather be beaten by like five fucking Mexican inmates?
I'd like both, please.
Yeah,
I can't come unless I'm doing both.
Please beat me up.
I guess it's the life you choose, right?
Yeah. You got it. I don't know. If I fucking suck some guy's dick and he was supposed to protect me and then he didn't, I'd make him suck my dick,
dude.
Give me a refund.
Yeah. All right. Pay it back right now, sir.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Excuse me. I asked to not be shanked.
Vato. Pardon me. Essay.
It's so funny because like sucking a dick is such a...
beautiful thing.
No. For a guy, it's such a, you know, like degrading, like, oh my God, it's the last thing in the world you would ever want to do. But you gals just do it for fun. That's a crazy thing to me. Like, our thing is, like, would you rather be beaten almost to death or suck a dick? And we're considering both options in a very serious way. And the gals, you guys just do it.
Yeah.
Oh, it depends on whose dick.
It's true. That's true.
Five Mexican gang members.
to save yourself in jail, maybe.
Maybe.
Would you rather suck dick or take it in the pooper?
Oh, suck. Ooh.
No, I think I take it in the butt.
Take it in the butt? Yeah. No, dude. A penis up the butt?
A penis up the butt.
I want to see
the
this, butt. I
because
see this
your prostate's
in there.
A penis
up the butt.
Your G-spot is in there.
Yeah. So, at least then you could climax. Yeah. And then, like, if I don't like it, I'll clench my asshole real tight and break his dick off.
That's not what's going to happen. Oh, he's going to really dude. Like that if you
just
clench your ass.
Fart it out at him.
I don't think
goes right through his heart. You kill him with his own dick.
Not tiny little you. Me or Lewis will just stand up and wear him like a backpack.
There you go.
No, dude. Ooh, that's a great. You know, I don't know why I've never. Have we ever asked the question? Would you rather? I mean, it's also not even just. It's not having it. It's not a sexual romantic thing. This is being mouth raped or butt raped. Because being mouth raped as well, it also, like, you can't. Like, I believe in, like, I verbalize things. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm having a bad day, I'll yell a little bit, you know? And I'm not going to be able to fucking even make any sounds.
And, like, mouth raped, you also get, like, the smell and the sight. Whereas, like, with, like, butt raped, you can at least, like, I'm zoning out.
And plus, like, do you have a gag reflex? Like, you probably, like, throwing up. And if he's, like, really doing your fit, it's going through your nose and shit. That's...
Do you think he's
going
to be that violent? Or do you think he wants a nice
blowy? You think
he'll
give
nice
a little
blowy?
Kiss after?
I think he's probably going to be that violent.
I think he wants to, well, I think,
I think he wants to fuck your mouth.
Yeah.
Once I'm fucking kissing the side of his dick and playing with his balls.
Okay,
at him.
Then yeah.
Because at that point, you're getting. What are you going to do? I want to vomit and have vomit coming out my nose, or do I want to get this done quickly?
Yeah.
I'm going like, pooper because I have bad sinuses.
I'm going to get it. I'm going mouth, and I'm going to fucking gonna give him the best blowjob of his life. I'm going to have him done in 8 seconds. I'm going to have him pop, spit it down next. Let's get this done, boys. In and out. I'm out of that cell in 5 minutes. Now I'm protected. And my butt.
Or not, because that guy wasn't. They still got him. That's what she said. They like he was trading blowjobs and money, and they still beat the shit out of him.
Was he a doctor or like a physical therapist? Because if he might have a skill set.
Physical therapist.
Oh, he might. You know what? He might know his way around a thing or two.
Yeah.
With his advanced medical training, he might be able to get those boys to pop fast.
All right. Well, fuck Larry Nassar. He was molesting children. These were actual children, right?
Yeah. It was like little girl gymnasts that
that's
he was
fucking
fingering.
Wild, and it was like hundreds of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
like
what was the official charge for him? It was like something crazy. It was like a lot of girls. He was like a fucking actual real deal pedophile pervert.
And he had been doing it for forever. So it was like a lot of them, they couldn't even get him for because it was like past the statute
of limitations.
Yeah.
Damn.
22 counts of first degree criminal sexual conduct with minors.
Wow.
22 counts.
22 counts.
Yikes.
Oh. 1, 2, 12, 22. Holy shit. 21.
1 count of rape. 2 counts of rape.
17 counts of rape. We're going to be here all day. Yeah, this guy, he was an animal, dude. He was a monster.
Wow. Wow. Well, he got what he deserved.
Yeah, I guess so, right? That's what they say.
Well,
why don't I believe that they beat up all fucking? It's not even just pedophiles. Like, what about guys that somebody said that they fuck you up if you get like if you go to jail for rape in general?
It's called skin beef.
They gotta fucking chill out.
Yeah,
on this,
doggy.
Dude.
It's
like,
an adult.
Come on.
Chill.
Come on, dude. Give me a break.
Yeah, I think they ask to see because you get paperwork. They ask to see your paperwork so they know what you got charged with, so you can't lie about it.
Yeah, that's.
And
crazy.
I think it was especially anything with kids. Mm. But then, like, I think if it's like a violent rape or something, they also
what
fuck
if you
up.
Kill a child that was raping other children? Would you?
Oh, like Dexter?
Yeah.
Dexter's this kid who raped me.
Yeah.
Recently.
Let's see.
I'm coming out about it now on the podcast. I was raped by a child.
Time for
his sister Dee Dee held me down. Omelette fromage.
Time for another edition of Skim That Jew. Let's do it.
Oh, here we go.
Did you say skin instead of scam?
I heard skin.
I heard skin.
I believe
that
we
Jew.
All heard skin that Jew.
Maybe that was my subconscious coming out.
This is Lewis's lamp making segment.
Isn't that called a brisk?
ladies and gentlemen, we got another great scam. Shannon, what is this scam? Tell me.
Okay, so this is a little similar to the one that we heard recently with like that Miss New York or whatever in the park.
Yeah.
And so what happened was this. Actually, I have the TikTok video if you want to hear it from her mouth.
Please.
I'm going to switch over.
Let's see.
I'm gonna turn that volume up.
$75, since a lot of you have been asking for an update, here it goes. First of all, if you see these guys anywhere outside of a local Target or Walmart or anything of that sort, you can call the Tustin Police Department. and let them know that you found two suspects. You can explain the situation a little bit. They did say that they would arrest them if they found them. Second of all, I did pay with the Apple credit card, which is
I realize this is 4 minutes. Let me just give you a quick overview.
Give me the synopsis. Yes. She's cute. Sure. Fine. She got ripped off.
Okay. So she, outside of a Target, these two kids or whatever, teenagers, were out there selling chocolate bars for their Christian school.
Yep.
And so she was intending to pay $10 for 5 chocolate bars. She's using Apple Pay to pay them. So she pulls up her phone and she opens her Apple Pay, but she didn't give her phone over to them. And one of the kids takes his phone and just like taps it. Yeah, taps it
the
over
request.
Hers. And then put through $975.
Nice.
And so it gave her like a notification right away. And she's like, whoa, I think something happened that wasn't supposed to happen. You overcharged me. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me initiate the refund. And that just never happened. And so she went to the cops and then she went to Apple Pay. And Apple Pay is not helping her because she can't prove that she didn't intend to pay $975.
Yeah, it's a wild thing. Dude, like I was talking to the Skanks about it the other day. It's like somebody could so easily like rip you off. Like I've had this happen. I haven't had it in a while. But like have you ever been like somebody just comes up to you and be like, yo, can I use your phone real quick? Like, my phone's dead. I got to call somebody. You're like, all right, sure. Like, whatever. Like, now that you have, like, Apple Pay, you have all that, they can literally, if somebody takes your phone and it's open, they can just run away from you. Send all of your crypto to their own fucking wallet. Apple Pay themselves thousands of dollars. It's fucking crazy. Like, this device is almost like, it's a little bit fucking too much. We have too much. It's too much dependent on here.
Yeah.
I read some fucking shit this morning about fucking just the future of AI.
That's what scares me.
Yeah, they were talking about AGI, which is, I guess, artificial general intelligence. And that's when, like, the machines become sentient. And there was, like, some dude that was, like, a high up at OpenAI, like, whatever, he was a developer or whatever. And he just left. And he sent an email, like, an open email to, like, everybody being like, hey, there's, like, a 70% chance that this is going to destroy society. Nice. It's just going to become sentient. And then literally going to wake up and then the lights are going to go off. And all of our bank accounts are gone. Our phones don't work. We don't have a way to even get to the bank account. Like, nothing, like... And then it's just chaos. And then very quickly, it's people just looting. Then it's people killing each other. And then the robots come in and they finish us off. Oh, nice. It's almost guaranteed to happen, guys.
That's cool, dude. I'm not worried. Are you worried?
It is pretty fun.
That's fucking cool, dude.
It is pretty fucking sweet.
I would love to be a fucking robot.
They're not going to make you a robot.
What?
It's not like the bear makes you his cub, dude. Yeah. You think it's the same thing?
Are you serious?
No, dude. You're not being a robot.
Lewis, we got to stop AI. Oh, no.
And it's kind of scary when you really think about it. Like, and the people that are talking about, like, the worst case scenarios, the doomsday scenarios, like, it just kind of sounds like it's so logical that that would happen.
Yeah, but I don't think we're lucky enough to live through an apocalypse in our
lifetime. Here's the thing. They create some, like, is it going to be, like, a computer, right? I have no idea really what that even means, like AGI, right? When they eventually go, oh, we it's sentient and it's, like, thinking for itself. It can learn like a human, right? There's going to be a moment, right? And then you go, okay, fucking robot. Like, is it a big, does it look like Synergy from fucking Gem and the holograms? I have no idea, right? But at that point, it's going to want to protect itself. It's going to have its own survival instincts.
And we're going to have to suck its dick in prison.
I'm less worried about like that, where it's like, oh no, like they became sentient and like we're done. Cause I'm out. I'm out in that first wave of people that go. That's not a big deal. I'm worried about like the, now they can like call you and like get a recording of your voice and then call your loved ones and it'll sound like you're being attacked and like I need money now or like come here, like it makes it sound like you were in an accident. Nice. And
of course. Yeah,
that's terrifying.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is the marquee sponsor for Skankfest and the marquee sponsor for all things here at Gas Digital. They've been with us longer than any other sponsor, and we love them. So if you guys are over 21 years old and you are already in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Yes, they do, because YoKratom.com has the best strains, the best customer service, and like Lewis said, they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door for just 60 smackers.
$60 kilo. That's it, baby boys. All you got to do is go to yokratom.com. No promo code needed. All right, where were we? They fucking pranked me the other day on, what was the show? Digital Bazooka.
Oh, I saw that.
Shannon, did we show this on here at all?
We did.
Yes,
we did? All right, we did. Yeah, we talked. But dude,
shout out Drew and James. That rules.
There's a moment where like I was like legitimately like, who the fuck is this? They have like my home address, they have my phone number, they know my family lives there. There's like a nakedness where you feel like, fuck, dude, I do not like And I remember I called my son's mother right away. I was like, yo, somebody's got our address. I was like, just so you know. And I was like, and then they called me and they told me. But it kind of like fucked me up a little bit. That's a little bit. And you're right. They can. They can just do a deep fake of our voice. Eventually, it'll be deep fake of our image and fucking everything else.
We already saw it.
They did
fake
a great
right
job
now,
on my nudes. That was awesome.
Damn, dude.
Send me that, whoever that was. That's the nicest chat ever. When I did, I was on a Kill Tony, and then I saw the YouTube live chat when that premiered, and everybody just thought I was trans. Everybody was like, that's a man.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time. And I didn't realize that that was a thing that people thought when they looked at me.
Well, it's just something that I think when women wear makeup, I just think like dudes that don't get laid very often, they go, that's a dude.
Yeah.
It's just a woman simply in makeup. Anytime a woman's wearing a little bit of makeup.
I don't know. There were like people, like when the clips went around and stuff, there were people that were like, you know, trans bashing, and then people come in and defending and being like, it is okay to be trans. Yeah. Like, that's a
she's a beautiful woman.
And I was like,
she counts as a woman technically.
It is okay to be trans. I'm just not. Like, that's nuts.
That sucks. Dude, I feel so bad for these gals, dude. Fucking, they just have to live in a society where, like, you can just call me ugly and old and it just doesn't matter. It really doesn't, like, I'm like, I'm funny.
Would you rather be considered trans or ugly?
I don't care if people think that I'm ugly. Like, I don't care if they think I'm trans. That was just something I was so unaware that I was, like, presenting that out in the world.
No, I don't think you present trans. But if somebody said you were trans, I guess it would kind of make sense.
I have a
right?
deep voice, and I think that that might be part of it.
We compare it to Tony.
True.
I'd rather that's be. Now that's a man.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. George Lopez ends his show early after audience interruptions. What is this, Shannon?
So I actually have a little bit of video from the audience, but just an overview real quick beforehand. Apparently, there was a whole thing with the venue. It was a casino in California somewhere. And they had like a whole meeting beforehand because I guess he just hates to be heckled or for fans in the audience to like call out. So he had his own security there. The venue security was briefed beforehand. There were signs put up to like not interrupt the show. And then this is what happened.
Let's see.
Did that catch up to us? Weird. For anxiety, people can go to the doctor and write your prescription.
Is this his spirit performing?
He looks like Mexican Einstein. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's AI, dude. Dude, they've perfectly replicated
it's his hologram.
That's one. Then go to the doctor and write your prescription. That's two. Let me buy number three. I'm going to be able to let me do a show, or should I be just cut it right now?
He's a man. Huh? Can we get a man?
I'm not serious.
Yes.
I see. How I'm the one.
How far into the show is he?
So they said that he ended the show half an hour early.
So half an hour into the show, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's do you want to keep going? It's almost, he's about to walk off.
Yeah, sure, see. You can see.
So, listen, I fucking waited to come back over here, man. Come on, please, just fucking watch the show. That's all you have to do. Don't even fucking laugh if you don't want to. What the fuck? Just relax, man. Fuck. I mean, seriously.
I mean, look, there's already somebody. It's so bad. The heckling's so bad that there's already somebody filming 3 minutes before he walks off the stage. Yeah. I mean, look, if the club isn't doing their job, it is not a comedian's job to get the person. You should have that in your pocket. You should be able to handle somebody. I'm very crowd worky. I talk to the crowd a lot. I encourage the crowd to talk back to me. Sometimes it gets out of hand. But it depends on the type of person you are. You know what I'm saying? Some people are not like that. But if he had a conversation with the club before and was like, yeah, anybody heckles, anybody talks, give them a warning, and then they go. That's a conversation almost, if you headline, almost any club will have that conversation with you. A good club, the security or the sound booth will be like, hey, how do you deal with hecklers? I will make it obvious if I want them to leave, because I'll literally say, get them the fuck out of here. I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to not do a show for the people that are paid to be there. But at that point, if security wasn't getting them out of there and I can't get off, fuck that. Yeah. It's their job.
Like a good club has security that are, you know, monitoring the audience to make sure no one's filming anything.
Yeah.
Or like, you know.
Like there's so much going on here that's wrong.
And he had his own security there, so he should have just been able to, hey, get these fucking.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
The casino actually kind of shit on him. Did I say security? I'm at the casino. The casino posted something. Tell me if you want me to stop. It's a little bit long. It says, tonight George Lopez let down his fans and sold out audience by walking out and ending his show 30 minutes early. George hired his own private security that could have easily escorted any hecklers out. We had a pre-show meeting to have a plan in place for hecklers. He could have provided us an opportunity to allow our security and team to escort any hecklers out since his own private security did not. George decided to not continue with the show and leave. He rescheduled his initial show on 4/20 due to medical emergency, and we were very patient with him and only wished him the best. Tonight we went above and beyond to provide George with first-class service.
Shannon, can you do this in an American Indian accent?
I can't.
Come on, try, Shannon. At least try.
I can't do
just give me a try.
We have provided Mr. Lopez with nothing.
Now let Shannon do it.
By the mighty eagle in the sky.
It was Eagle Mountain Casino. Can I just finish right
here? No, I want you to try, at least attempt it.
Can you do it again so I know what I'm doing?
No.
No, but don't put me on camera while
and
I do
give me American Indian music, like, you know. I'll do it. Never mind.
Okay. Tonight, we went above and beyond.
Shannon, you're racist. You know what? That was a terrible impression. It's time for another edition of Impression or Depression. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to watch something depressing right now.
Impress.
Or Depress.
We're just setting Shannon up for a bad impression. Shannon, let's see. Okay. Let's see. What are we going to watch now?
Wait, hold on. You got to give me a second. I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
How'd you not see it coming, Shannon?
I didn't. I really didn't. I thought you just wanted to make fun of me.
Yeah, I mean, look, whatever. The George Lopez thing, I guess it was a miscommunication between security and it. But
plus, like, he's been doing it for 40 years. If he doesn't want to put up with that shit, he's got that right.
There's a thing now where people want to, like, heckle because the crowd work videos have become so popular that they think they're going to be a part of the video. And now you'll see comics are turning the camera. They have a camera set up to the audience, so you see who's communicating, which is also kind of weird. I wonder when that's going to turn into a problem. Right, so you're videotaping somebody. Yeah. They're not signing off on anything. Now you're bringing them to your millions of fans. Maybe the potential to go viral. Maybe this person doesn't want it. Like, you know, it's kind of a weird thing that nobody really signs up for.
Right.
So I bet you that's going to eventually turn into something at one point.
They probably have like a sign that says, oh, by watching the show, you agree to be filmed. And
usually, like if you go into a club and it's a filming, but I don't know when comics are going into a club and they have a camera on stage and then they have the camera facing them. I don't think that they're having people sign waivers.
That's standard now, though. And like, that's like every fucking clip now.
Every clip is now to the audience
and it's some fucking shithead.
Which is weird because all of the specials, check this out, all of the specials stopped having audience shots. So back in the day, when you used to watch a comedy special, my first special, we had a lot of audience shots. They switched it where it's a little bit weird. It's old timey to cut to the crowd and have people laughing. None of the new specials really do that at all. And now we're sort of going to this thing where we're showing the audience because you want to see the person for their reaction and the crowd work. It's all just, it's a lot. There's too many comments. I was going to do a crowd work album and special. And then I saw the trailer for Big J's new crowd work special. And I was like, leave it to the masters. Hmm. Leave it to the guys that are fucked. Like, and I'm particularly good at crowd work. I'm really good. Not enough to make a special out of it. I don't think that I'm like, would be considered like, dude, I'm a fucking, and I'm better at crowd work than 99% of the comics you're watching put out crowd work clips easily. I mean, not even close. Like, I'm particularly good at crowd work. I don't believe that I should be doing a crowd. I think Todd Barry, Big J, there's a few guys that do crowd work that's their thing. They do it on a higher level. And I think it's just, we're really thinning things out. Like all the crowd work clips, it just kind of makes, I don't know. It's kind of, everyone's kind of numb to it.
Sometimes it's like a conversation. It's not even necessarily crowd work.
Oh yeah.
Like,
sometimes the audience member gets the laughs.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What is even happening here?
This isn't fucking comedy. Anything.
So I mean, I'll do crowd work clips, but I'm not. I was going to do a crowd work special in San Antonio next month. Like I was going to do a surprise crowd work special, and I'm literally bailing on it. And it's because I watched the sizzle reel, the 9-minute sizzle reel for Big J's crowd work special that he's trying to sell to Netflix right now. And it was so good. He's just so fucking great and doing it in such a unique way. And I think that should be, his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple as that. But yeah, anyway, look,
I do have a video. It's a real quick one. Nine seconds.
Oh, please fall.
He's okay.
Nice. Oh, no, his head's going to go off.
Oh, Shannon.
See you in hell.
Shannon.
Yes, dude. That fucking rock, dude.
Shannon, do you think he was depressed?
I think so.
What a way to go.
He fucking found
out.
I'm
going out. With yeah.
die. That fucking
I'm
rule,
I'm
going to
go with Tweet, the skin around his neck. Which segment are we doing? I don't know. Hold on.
Damn. That was the fucking train didn't even slow down, man. Ah, that's cool, dude. Damn, dude. See you in hell, dude.
My brother-in-law's now retired NYPD, yeah. And he was a subway cop. And one of his first like big days on the job, there were kids playing chicken
with
the train.
No.
And one of them got. And he shows up to work, and they just handed him a thing of evidence bags and tongs. Oh. And that was his day. Ooh. It was just...
It's a living.
Just clocked in, and the dog's coming. And he's
hey, boy.
Let's see. Is black coffee, right? Black coffee?
Ooh.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right. What else we got here? Let's see. The bionic plus size model, Marsha L. Ladies and gentlemen, Twitter Noit. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Another Twitter Noit.
Bionic.
Twit or Noit. Love it.
That graphic ruled.
I happened upon this chick just randomly scrolling on Instagram, and I figured I would pose her to you. So she is a plus size, quote, bionic model, and here's her on the runway.
More Shannon, machine than man.
Noit. The answer is Noit.
Yeah.
I mean, but not even funsies? Just because of the missing leg?
Color of the skin?
The leg's not big enough to match her thigh.
Oh, no.
Look at that pirate hobble.
But her titties bounce in a fun way.
This is what Joe thinks he's going to look like when the machines take over.
Yeah, this is made it. I become a black woman.
Yeah, she's a black bionic woman.
Joe's like, can I get a fucking sweet black ass?
The bionic woman.
Ooh. Oh,
Jesus.
Look at her go.
Up, nigga. EBT phone home.
What did happen to her leg?
Ah, shit. Fuck me. All right, Shannon. No, wait. Okay. We're not into it. I'm not into it.
No one
would
Joe?
Not.
We have a right to know what happened to her leg, but absolutely not. No black chicks. But like, why? What happened to her? Fucking diabetes.
It was. I'm pretty sure she was just born. She was born that way.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That's wild. What if underneath that bionic leg, she had like a little undeveloped baby leg? Like just one never developed.
With a little pinkies growing.
Yeah, just like a little pinky. Just like a little little thing in there.
Oh, that's good coffee right there.
Oh, man. You never want to short a black couple a leg.
So, let's see. Fashion Nova's body positivity campaign faces backlash.
Nice.
What is this?
So I figure you might enjoy seeing these hot ladies in their new campaign. This is the video that they have. This is supposedly their body positivity campaign. Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry. One of them hasn't been unlocked yet.
Hold on. The body positivity?
Yeah. So they're showing like women of different sizes.
Hell yeah. Okay. I mean, these are all great. This is all, we're all good with this. There's no issue with any. These are all just hot chicks.
Yeah. Yes.
See, and they're showing the different sizes.
Okay, small.
Is the bit that this is how the same outfit looks on women of different sizes?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think.
But it's Fashion Nova, so they all just have BBLs. They're just different
heights.
Heights and widths.
I'm all about body positivity if it looks like that.
Have you seen Gracie Bond?
Oh, we bring her up quite. I bring her up quite a bit.
I am fascinated with that woman. Holy shit. Like medically, it doesn't look responsible.
That's the lady with the giant ass that I'm obsessed with.
Oh yeah, you're
really
like that chick.
The torso of a of a size 2,
and she's like, I need to take 2,
and the ass of an elephant. Yeah. It's the craziest thing I've ever
seen. Well, that's her before
she
lost the weight with now.
Okay, you can't say lost the weight when you just get it sucked out.
Well, I'm not
like I get.
She looks like a hot girl sitting on a hippity hop.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
She's beautiful. Yeah. I'm not saying anything.
Her music video is unreal.
I didn't know she was a musician.
Yeah, she's got a song called Culete.
Let's see. Is she Spanish? She's very pretty right there.
She's beautiful.
Most beautiful woman in the world.
That's Zach's.
Yeah, that's my gal. I bring her up quite a bit. That is my top girl, I think.
Imagine if she only had one leg.
She does stuff for Fashion Nova.
Colotti.
Yo sé que tienes exceso de confianza, pero te aseguro que no me vas a aguantar.
That's retarded.
Oh my God.
Zach, but how would you even do it?
I'll find a way.
There's no finding a way.
It'll be like my Everest.
Zach, I'm just saying your little dick and belly, it's not going to make it possible.
It will find a way. Life finds a way.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't, dude. I will figure out a way.
I don't think that you could even give that woman any pleasure. I don't think there's any pleasure in her.
I'm not concerned with that. That wasn't my intention in the first place.
There's no path to pleasuring this woman for you.
Just, then if I die, I die.
I like it. All right. Let's see.
Very considerate that you thought of her pleasure in that. That was your biggest concern.
Of course. Well, I'm a lover. I'm Latino. Mm. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, what the fuck is this? Jorge.
No need for apology tapes tomorrow.
Jorge, that's not a cake.
Shannon's a vegan.
Is it say 51?
No, 21.
Oh.
Shannon's a vegan. Josie got her a vegan cake earlier, so.
You got her cupcakes.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Needed something that out of the
What did I say?
You're gonna
I said,
pull
get
the
Shannon
up,
a
babe.
Fucking cake. And then I'm waiting all, like, an hour now, waiting for a fucking cake. And
well, they had a baked watermelon.
He shows up with a fucking watermelon, dude.
Yeah.
Shannon, does this make you happy?
I'm trying to tell if you're genuinely angry and, like, Jorge decided this on his own or if this is a bit.
I swear to God, Jorge decided. When I say get a fuck, what is my language? What language do I speak, guys?
Rage.
What other words can I use except get a fucking cake?
Not to make you feel worse, but I did get her cupcakes on my way in.
Wow.
There's a vegan bakery
There's vegan
like
bakeries
seven
everywhere.
Blocks
we live
away.
In New York City.
Yeah.
I appreciate the thought. Thank
Is
you.
It a vodka watermelon?
Oh, that would be cool.
See, yeah. Had you bought the watermelon yesterday, cut a hole in it, and filled it with vodka, we would be having a very nice time.
That would be really fun.
That would be amazing.
I also saw on Reels, somebody cut out the watermelon, scooped out the whole inside, right? Then put gelatin in it, poured the watermelon juice back in, and put a bunch of mixed fruit in it, fucking corked it back up, put it in the fridge, and then they slice it, and it was fucking watermelon jello with fruits in it. It looked so good.
Sick.
I'm salivating thinking about it right now. Why didn't you do that?
Can we make that now?
Can we, maybe?
It's not even cut well.
We should make Jorge do TikTok trends, random videos and other things.
Well, he failed at being a Mexican who can cut fruit.
This is crazy.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
Jorge, light the goddamn fucking...
Light the watermelon.
Light the watermelon, dude.
Nice.
Does the lighter not work?
Uh-oh. Phew.
Is it this, Lewis, the watermelon thing?
Yeah. That looks pretty cool. Good.
Oh.
Jorge can't light. Give me the fucking lighter, Jorge.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
God damn it, dude. Look. Bang.
I asked for two things, a cake and candles that can light.
Shannon, come on. Happy birthday to you. Show Shannon sits.
Happy birthday to you.
You can hide behind me.
Yeah, hell yeah, Shannon. Smash them together a little bit, Shannon. Smash them together. Yeah, feel your nipples a little.
No, I'm not.
Feel your nipples. Pull them out. Be fun.
Happy birthday to you.
Bend over and blow out the cake, please. Nice.
And pull your titties out. Shannon's pretty toy.
Shannon's beautiful.
Toy. Yeah.
Yeah, you are beautiful. Are you really? How old did you say? 40?
42.
Something? Wow.
42.
Yeah, we're the same age, me and Shannon. That's are these right. The cupcakes? Are these the vegan ones?
No.
These are just other ones for us. Yeah. I can't eat. I'm on a fucking fast.
He's on a fast.
I told you. I'm fasting. You got cupcakes.
You should make you, like, just eat the whole. You should make him, like, speed
eating
eat
challenge.
That watermelon. And
new eating challenge.
Yeah.
Who ended up winning the weight gaining competition?
Blind Mike.
Nice.
By a landslide.
By a landslide.
Good for him.
Really? You had a weight gaining competition?
Blind Mike versus Jorge. We had a month-long weight gaining competition.
Blind Mike beat the Mexican.
Smoked him.
Yep. Surprisingly. Very surprisingly.
Jorge, what the fuck?
He's got no initiative.
That was the worst fucking birthday experience I've ever been a part of.
Was that actually a bit? Would he really just get a watermelon?
He really just got
a
watermelon.
That's the craziest
thing
ever.
But what if the python from upstairs came down and swallowed us during the birthday celebration? That'd be cool.
What a fucking day. What a day. I'm trying here, boys. I am trying. I try to do nice things for Shannon. I try to make her feel good.
No, I really do appreciate the thought. Thank you.
I really did try to get you a cake, Shannon.
I do believe you. I saw the anger in your face.
Oh, fucking really pissed me off. I'm really pissed off right now. All right, we'll do one more story, then we're going to get the fuck out of here. Let's see.
Could have at least done like two cantaloupes and a blonde wig. Like something funny. Something. The watermelon's so dumb.
It was so little effort. He just saw the first thing he saw. He was like, let me get a watermelon. It's crazy. Let's see. Woolworths in New Zealand staff to wear body cameras to help reduce abuse against workers.
So I thought this might be like an interesting conversation if this is the route that like businesses are going to start going. But apparently in New Zealand, there has been a 75% increase on physical assaults against staff in these Woolworths locations. And so in order to protect their workers, they're making all of their workers wear body cams constantly while they're working.
So it's sort of like preventative, like when you know there's a camera on you, you're not going to beat them up.
Or if they know that there's a camera in front of them, maybe they won't hurt them.
They don't understand how brown people think. There's no part of us that goes, oh, a camera. We're like, once you see red, you see fucking red, dude.
There's not really brown people in New Zealand.
I'm assuming that this is a brown person.
They're Aborigines.
There's Maori, yeah.
Are probably attacking these people.
Yeah, throwing spears, fucking putting them in a pot.
I saw a woman.
They're fucking huge.
I saw a woman losing her shit at the airport yesterday. This black chick, and she had a little baby. I felt so bad for the kids. And then she had maybe like a 14 or 15 year old kid. And this something happened. They made her get out of line, and she started just hitting employees at the airport with the baby stroller.
Oh shit!
Just purposely banging into them. And I was like, "Yo, this bitch is gonna get fucking arrested." The kid was holding the little girl. Someone was like, "Mom, just calm down, please." And I was like, "Fuck, dude, that has been me." It's like when you're on the other side of it, you're like, "God damn it, dude! You don't want to be the person losing your mind in an airport." And it's happened so many times to me. So
I can't imagine. Like, that's the one place where I wouldn't lose my shit. Because then it's like, what, you got on the no-fly list?
Well, they act like they could fucking talk down to you. Yesterday, I kind of had with one of the clear employees. She was supposed to be like, the clear line was crazy, so I went to the priority line instead because it looked like it was going to be faster. And they were supposed to be taking one from clear, one from priority, and they were just taking like 5-6 people from clear. So I watched the person that would have gotten behind me go ahead of me maybe 10 minutes before. So then I was really like, I was like, what's going on here? I was like, what are we doing? And then she purposely started ignoring me. And I was like, why are you ignoring me? She was like, Sarah, I don't want to talk to you. I'm not taking you. And I was like, are you out of your mind? You can't do this. This is fucking crazy. Yeah. And then you have to like bite your tongue because if I start cursing at her, you're not getting on that flight. Ooh. Oof.
You got to get the TSA pre-check, not clear.
I got to get all of it, guys.
Yeah. TSA pre-check, you can do whatever. I brought a gun on a plane with pre-check. They don't give a fuck, dude.
They don't give a shit, dude.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They're like, what's this? I'm like, just like a fucking little bag of Coke. Don't worry about it. I'm like,
yeah, dude.
Right fucking this way, sir.
Grab the guy's cock. Like, yeah. Now move it out of the way.
There
slut.
We go. Oh, what are you bringing on the plane here? Oh, a couple of sausages, huh? It's all good. I'm just having a good time.
I'll try that balls between the leg thing. Yeah. Next time they pull me out of line.
Yeah.
I get pulled out of line every fucking time. I always have something on me. I never mean to.
They think you're trans. They're like, is that a penis?
Yeah.
Is that a penis in there?
Sorry, ma'am, can we settle the debate real quick?
I was in Ireland coming back. Like, I was flying from Dublin to Boston, and the Irish sense of humor is fucking brutal. It's like 6 in the morning, and their version of the TSA lady, I like go through, and she, so serious, is just like, all right, well, we're going to have to cavity search you. Like, she was doing, she was making a joke. Oh, yeah. She stuck to it, and I started to freak out and like tears, and I was like, I was so upset.
Oh, it was the Irish employee?
Yeah, and she was just like, I'm kidding. You know how often I have to do this, or like, I do this job every day. Like, you know how often
I do
that joke?
They're funny there, dude. When we did the European tour, you remember,
yeah.
Dude?
It was very funny.
Was it Glasgow? Where was it? Was it Ireland? Dude, the employees at the airport were just kind of hilarious. The girls being mad flirty with us. They were trying to make plans to hang out with us after.
They're funny as fuck.
They were hilarious. The two people specifically, they were ball busters. They were making like dirty jokes, racist jokes. They didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And it was such a better experience.
I think it was when we landed in Ireland too. Like, there was no customs. Just a guy was like, hey, he goes, do you have any fruits, vegetables, or drugs? And Lewis goes, no fruits or vegetables. And the guy goes, ha,
damn, dude. 9/11 fucking killed the humor in the airline industry.
I bet it was hilarious before 9/11. And they're all black people. Black people are so funny. Think about how great the TSA probably was pre-9/11.
Oh, it was like barbershop.
Yeah, they were busting your balls. Like, oh, come here, fat boy, get in there. They didn't give a shit, dude.
Yeah.
And then now they got a stick up their ass.
Yeah, take them tight-ass pants, motherfucker.
Now they think they're heroes, dude.
Oh, shit. All right, we're done. We're wrapping it up. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. Great week of shows planned. I'm back live on all the shows this entire week. So thank you guys for supporting and subscribing. Subscribe to the New Gas Digital, guys. Get the apps. They're on Android and iPhone and all that other stuff. And thank you guys so much for being here. We'll check you on Wednesday with another episode of your favorite podcast. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Bird Patrol in the Race Live chat has written this 100 times. And I feel like I'm not doing him a service by at least asking. Bird Patrol says, Josie, show tits, please. I have cancer, and your tits can heal me.
What do I look like, fucking John Cena? No.
So that's sorry, buddy. I tried.
In a dress.
I hope the cancer gets you.
Rest in peace.
Same jawline. You know,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, you know.
You guys are the
shit.
You
can't see these.
Love you guys. You guys are the best. We'll check you on Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.